boxing is a poor man's sport. And I found boxing found me, or we found each other. Because I'm so opposite of what I used to be or what I did. I am quiet, shy, almost introverted. But to be involved with the sport that demands your respect and it's about bravado and what have you, boxing to me was a sense of being calm, being safe, because I felt safe in the ring more so than I felt safer outside the ring. That it kind of brought me to the real world. My coach was saying that you guys can win the Olympics. That's what most kids need to hear, a sense of encouragement, depending where you come from, how you were brought up, how you were raised. Well, speaking of confidence to a young kid is powerful, because I believe I can do something. And I just worked hard, just worked extremely hard every single day. You have to believe in yourself. You have to do your version of road work, which could be going to work earlier. The same principles that it required for me to be a champion is applicable in everyday life. And my philosophy is called power, which is prepare, overcome, win every round. It's here and it's here. I create the fight in my head. I see it. I feel it. I taste it. For me, talk about when I lost my first professional fight, which was so devastating, emotionally devastating. Because, like as you stated, my friends, my family, they were trying to calm me down. Although I wasn't crying, I was like hurting inside. Because it was a fight that I felt that I should have won, I could have won, if I had a different game plan. But to help you understand why I went the route that I did, was because Roberto Duran was one of the most intimidating fighters ever prior to Mike Tyson. And he cursed me out, he cursed my wife out, and he pushed me, he shoved me, he did all those things. He was like a bully, he was a bully. He challenged my manhood. He took my manhood. And I said, you know what? I'm going to beat this guy at his own game. And I went into that ring and I was fighting him toe to toe, which I should not have done. I mean, no one likes to lose. No one. But what makes you a winner is coming back, is getting up from knockdowns. And I lived with that for a few months. And I said, you know what? I can beat this guy. So I came back to show Roberto Duran that I can come back. So it was good for me. Well, I tend to choreograph the fight, because in my head, I was good at breaking you down. And I would study tapes of you, watch your pet peeves. I would understand what makes you tick, what makes you upset, and I would play on those things. All those things were just, for me, ways of breaking you down. Fundamentally, break you down, but more so here, because if I make you miss enough, well, and then I make you pay for those misses, then you doubt yourself, because that's why they call it the sweet science of boxing.
Right.
Doubt, first and foremost, is always, let's say, present. Although we won't admit it, but we do doubt ourselves. That comes into play when you're not sure. We're sure what we want, but not really sure how to get there. I pause, give myself time. And although pause can be 5 seconds, pause can be 10 seconds, can be 10 minutes, can be 10 days. You gotta let this thing and this thing come together. Your heart and your mind, it all has to work as a unit, one piece, doing your due diligence to make sure you have all the information. Because when I do my road work is running 4 or 5 miles, but my road work is also checking out and knowing your weak points and strong points. It's all those things that makes a winner. Muhammad Ali gave me some advice many, many years ago. He said, Ray, be your own man, but control your own legacy and sign your own checks. I didn't understand what he was talking about, but I also wanted to be different than most fighters, unfortunately, who have fallen on the wayside. And that was to create my own legacy and maintain. And I was able to do that. because I had good people around me. I had good people who were smart, who had morals, who didn't take advantage of me as a young kid, a young teenager, a young fighter. Back in the day, this is back in like in the 80s, early 80s, I was like 25, 26. And, you know, I was on top of the world. I had my titles, I had the money, I had the fame. And I wasn't prepared to do anything else. So now all of a sudden I meet new friends, and all those new friends turn me on to something they call cocaine. So I became an addict, I became an alcoholic, and I did all those things and give myself no respect. And I did that for a couple years. But the thing about it, I thank God, I'm a blessed man. I mean, I am one, a guy who have good people around him. And also I surrendered myself. If you don't come to grips with who you are, you'll never be happy. I am the happiest I've ever been in my life, because now I'm okay in my own skin. But I am cool with who I am. I mean, I can walk into this room and if no one recognizes me, it's okay. It's okay. I'm okay with who I am. Life is a fight. Life is a challenge. And everyone is not nice. Everyone is not, don't have morals. And some people try to take what you have. I mean, all those things. And I just found a place recently in the past couple of years that has made me the man I am today. I've been 10 years sober. It was hard for me to say I'm an alcoholic, because I'm Sugar Ray Leonard. When I finally was able to say that, my life got better. My life got so much better. And I was sexually abused as a kid. And I kept it to myself for many, many years. It ate at me for so long. And I thought it was just me who that happened to. And certain times of the year or times of the month, it resurfaced. I never dealt with it. I always pushed it away. And the way I pushed it away was drinking or drugs. It wasn't until I faced the reality of what happened to me and accepted that and moved on that I became a better man, a better father, a better husband. It was such a release. And when I talked about the sexual abuse, I would get so emotional, really, really emotional. It's so vivid in my mind. I could smell his breath. I could smell his body. It was that real. And it is that real. It took my life away, because I was never happy. As much fame as I had or money as I had, I was never happy. I drank to be happy. I did cocaine, a lot of it, to be happy. So my life, for the most part, was shut down, was blacked out. And people saw me. What they saw was an individual who achieved significant stuff, but wasn't really happy, because all of a sudden now I'm saying, who likes me for who I am? It was getting to that point. My biggest problem, I suppress things. I would never tell you what I just told you today. I would keep it to myself. If it's bothering me, if you did something wrong, I wouldn't tell you. Of all the things, I'm non-confrontational. But I found out that stress and keeping things inside can kill you. And it will kill you. There's no greater feeling to me than to give back, to make a difference. Whether it's a phone call to some fan is wonderful. It's something that you don't have to tell me twice. I got a call, and this guy, he was given a few months to live, but he wanted to speak to me. He wanted to say hi to me.
Wow. Jesus.
And it's really resonated. It was like, oh. I said, I gotta call this guy. And I did call him. I called him. I spoke with him for about an hour. And I talked to this guy. I was in tears, man. And I said, man, you keep fighting, man. He said, Ray, you know, talking to you right now, man, it has given me so much more life and so much more courage. It's just little things that you do or you can do that makes a difference in someone's life. And I cherish that moment. And I valued that time with that young man. I've been blessed in so many ways. It's nothing for me to make a phone call. But to him, that gave him another day, another week, another month on this earth. It costs nothing to be nice. It costs nothing to be nice.
What's your definition of a life well lived?
It's about pursuing and accomplishing your dreams. I tell people all the time to dream the dream, because your dreams are like a GPS towards your success. So your dreams are what allows you to see the light at the end of the tunnel. It's what gives you motivation, determination. And you go for that, and you go for that dream. You reach out and you work hard, because people tell other people what they can't do. So they tell you, you can't do that. And a lot of times, 9 times out of 10, we believe them. But they're telling you what they can't do. Don't let them tell you what you can't do. I talk about success. I talk about victory. Victory is defined in so many ways. For me, my victories are my family, my gold medal, and my world titles. And for other people, your victories can be promotion. It could be a new home. It could be something as simple. No matter how you define victory, you just got to go for it. You have to go for it and be the fighter. We are fighters. And if I know anything about fighting, I know how to win.